A gut feeling. Conquer your sweet tooth by tuning in to Your Microbiome by Heather Ann Wise. Narrated by Rachel Fulgenetti. Disclaimer. This book is not intended to replace medical diagnosis or treatment, only to aid in tuning in to your own body and to give you the tools to make meaningful changes in your own health. For my father, my inspiration and guidance. Introduction. In the beginning of my search to uncover the cause of my insistent sugar cravings, I began paying attention to all sorts of strange maladies that I'd previously chosen to ignore. Some symptoms had become so familiar, such as bloat after eating, on and off itchy ears and throat, skin issues, and indigestion, that I assumed I would experience them my entire life. Other symptoms were relatively new: chronic fatigue, scattered thoughts, inability to focus, and an insatiable appetite. I started following possible health clues and researching how these issues, as well as symptoms of low blood sugar, despite my constant snacking, might be connected. In making changes one piece at a time, I started to uncover the intricate causes of my own myriad of ever-increasing, interwoven digestive health problems. Many of the studies I found were buried in academic journals and required a large amount of time to digest. Pun intended. At times, I found it necessary to look up medical terms in order to decipher the applicability of these studies to my own life. Study after study was pointing in the same direction. All my symptoms could be connected back to a deficiency of beneficial microbes in the gut and an overgrowth of pathogenic flora. Researching this further through a medical anthropological lens, I discovered that the average American adult has roughly 1,200 different species of bacteria residing in their gut, while the average Amerindian living in the Amazon of Venezuela has closer to 1,600 species. This gap might just be the key to addressing the epidemic of chronic conditions we face in the United States, compared to the diminutive amount of chronic illness found in less developed countries. In fact, some of the most common foods in the Western diet have been scientifically proven to wreak havoc on our delicate microbial ecosystem and further reduce the number of beneficial microbes residing there, which can trigger a host of other problems, such as a surge in pathogenic fungi.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?